All right, it is a Monday. That means a Make Us Laugh Monday. Hit us with your best joke. I've got one, Jason. I thought of this one over the weekend, by the way. Good morning. Started the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
We didn't see each other all weekend. We didn't even talk. We just got kind of a big break from each other.
It felt like a long weekend to me. I was thinking about that this morning because I just kind of hung out around home, didn't really see or interact with anybody except my mom, who I usually talk with, so...
my favorite weekends are breakfast with you at 7 at Randy's, so I'll just say that. So it's just kind of
I love those two.
That's like a centering time for me.
Yeah.
All right, so this is my
joke.
Then
you go and work. I mean, you put in the extra work, so.
Yeah. No, I had a busy, I was off to Port Edwards, which is just a wonderful community. You just go to Black River Falls and go to the east about 40 miles and anyhow, Port Edwards at a football game and then worked here Saturday. But all right, here's the joke. The home I grew up in, Jason, was so strict. Go ahead and ask me how strict it was.
How strict was it, Mark?
It was so strict, my dad didn't even let us look at anything with the naked eye. So that's how strict it was. All right. All right, good morning.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Good morning.
So it's a mental health Monday. There was a question, I guess, which we're throwing out to listeners. Is it possible to have too many animals? You guys have quite a few.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 animals in our house.
Okay.
I think it's possible to have too many animals.
People, we have 2 dogs and 2 ferrets, but you have what? Document the 8 animals for us.
Yeah, so we have 3 dogs. 2 guinea pigs and 3 sugar gliders.
2 dogs, 3 guinea pigs, and 3 sugar gliders. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for people who don't know a sugar glider,
it's kind of like a little flying squirrel. They're kind of hard to. You can look them up. They're really cute. They have flap of skin underneath their arms.
So do they get to run around the house, or how does that work?
If they run around the house, we go into full DEFCON 1. So,
the dogs could end their life, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it does happen sometimes, but
yeah. Okay. We have Athena, our mini Aussie Shepherd, was chasing Gizmo the ferret last night, but doesn't get much worse than that. All right. It is a mental health Monday, and animals can be helpful for our mental health. That might be another subject for another time, but. Or something you shared yesterday we have at least a couple minutes for.
Yeah, it was just a reflection I've had. So for people who don't know, I work as a neuropsychologist. And so that involves kind of looking at how people think and process. And, usually people come in with concerns about memory and so forth. But more and more, I've been hearing about people who've become really paranoid and angry. And one of the common themes that seems to be popping up with that is kind of this constant exposure to cable news. Someone will say, my husband or it's usually my husband, watches cable news 24/7. And what ends up happening with people who do that is it really begins to shape how they think and relate with other people. And, this increased paranoia and anger seems to pop up. And I think sometimes we forget that what we expose ourselves to can have pretty drastic effects on, again, how we feel, how we think, how we relate. And without even knowing it, we end up becoming more divisive, more toxic. And this is true not just with my dementia patients, but it's true, I think, for all of us. And we have to be pretty careful about what we are exposing ourselves to.
Yeah.
There was an author, Thich Nhat Hanh, who had said that, we think about the foods we consume, but not necessarily the other things we put into our body.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we just need to be cautious about that.
Yeah, a lot of times. So I've heard multiple references from people like that, like, my parent, all they do is feed on this or that 24/7 news channel, and it doesn't matter whether the perspective's from the left or the right. It seems to just kind of skew right. their world from that way. And interesting. All right.
I was going to say, just Philippians 4:8, you know, the scripture says whatever is true, noble, right, pure, or lovely is what we should think about. And too often we don't. So.
But I think the internal world that is complex enough for all of us in trying to deal with that. But, I mean, the outside has been pretty gloomy. It's just overwhelming, you know.
Yeah, for sure. So. It can feel hopeless.
It can. All right. We're here to provide hope. Thank you, Jason. Talk to you again tomorrow morning. Best 5 minutes of the day. All right. We've got Drew Fralick on the line this morning, the counselor comedian from Detroit here. And good morning, Drew. Good to talk to you today.
Hey, Mark. Hey, how's it going?
Let's start off on the sports scene. The Packers and Lions meet each other a week from tonight. But yesterday, it started with the Lions and then the Packers followed suit. The NFC North 0-4 yesterday.
I know, this is, as Lions fans, right, we loathe ourselves, so it's nice to see that, like, spread around a bit, and we're in first place right now at 0-1, so that's very exciting. It's like, everyone else is doing so bad, it's really, you know, being a Lions fan, it's like this disgusting habit that we just can't get out of, but it's nice, you know, you see, it's like seeing your fit friend who, like, you know, has to have knee replacement surgery or something like that. They're kind of falling apart. You know, you shouldn't feel good about it, but you kind of do secretly.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So that's
be honest what you texted Susan and I, and good morning, Susan.
Hi. Hey, Drew.
Be honest about what you texted Susan and I. The Lions may have lost, but what did you think about the green and gold?
Yeah, they didn't. They looked terrible, but they didn't look as bad as old man Aaron Rodgers and the sleepy Packers. You know?
Oh, boy.
It was great.
It was rough.
Okay, I just have to say, Drew, I like you so much. And I decided, well, I'm going to find out more about the Detroit Lions. So, of course, I went on to their Reddit, their subreddit. Oof. It's not about the Lions. It's about how much you guys hate the Packers. It's so typical. Packers absolutely giving up while Lions fight to the end. Good Sunday as far as I'm concerned.
I think the rest of the division was relishing that too, probably yesterday.
So. I think Aaron Rodgers spent too much time in the offseason working on his hair, you know.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Word.
Fantastic.
A lot of digs. I mean, he's wide open to all sorts of digs on the heels of this. So one other thing, though, I thought that was interesting from your personal life. Your brother has how many animals?
Yeah, so I was over at my brother's house watching the Lions game. And my brother's got, he's got 3 dogs and 12 chickens.
Wow.
And, you know, they keep yelling at us as we're watching the game. Don't let the dogs out, they'll eat the chickens. Don't let the dogs out, they'll eat the chickens. I thought, you know, this is too much. Like, at what point have you just got too many animals, like, that you got to be careful, like, one's going to eat the other? And I figured, Wisconsin's an agricultural state. You
right.
can help me with this mm-hmm. issue, right?
Yeah, there's
you guys
pet
animals.
There's pets, and then there's a farm, and it sounds like he's trying to hit the sweet spot right in between farm and pets.
Exactly. So we're throwing
which is tough.
On the Wake Up Show phase, we're inspired by your brother, and we're asking, how many animals do you have? Is it possible to have too many? Jason Cairns this morning owned up that they had 7 between dogs, guinea pigs, and sugar gliders. And so then we've got Susan saying, not this Susan, Susan K says 7, 5 birds and 2 lizards.
Ugh.
And Anna says, we just have 1 at the moment, would be okay with more, but you can definitely have too many, especially if they're in the house. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, luckily the chickens aren't in the house, yeah.
I have 2 dogs, 1 cat, and you know how I feel after I go to work, I come home, and I kind of feel like Snow White did when she happened upon the dwarves, where everything's like messy, there's shoes out and hair, and I just think, oh, why am I do this voluntarily just because they're the only ones who really love me unconditionally other than the Lord.
Yeah, right.
Okay. We'll get into that next week.
Yeah.
How's the little one, by the way?
Great. She's doing great. So we'll see. Still going. A month old today.
So a month old?
Well,
happy 1 month. And what about
time
sleeping?
Flies, huh?
close with this. How about sleeping through the night?
Sleeping through the night? No, 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 no.
Yeah. Well, that's not even on the radar.
No, that's not a thing. Yeah, she's like a jet-lagged German on a plane.
You have a big comedy show on Thursday, though, don't you?
I do. If you have any friends out in Oxford, Michigan, send them my way. We're going to be having a big show. It's my first show back since the baby, so it's a big one.
Yay.
All right.
Break a leg.
Thanks, Drew.
You're going to do great.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Right.
Here's everybody. Drew Fralick in Michigan, a Monday morning visit, WWIB. Well, I don't want the Packer defeat to rob us of the joy of the Lord from over the weekend. I mean, there was plenty more to celebrate.
Or grieve with Djokovic not winning the U.S. Open. But that's okay.
You're a big tennis fan.
I am.
I know. International Fall Festival, my wife and I made it down to that in downtown Eau Claire. That was good. And she, as a Teamwork Africa executive director, meeting the Rotary Club. And there may be some good connections there in the future. So that was some gold for us. How about you guys?
More yard work as usual. And then we had sort of an unexpected, okay, I started one of these meal services where they send you the ingredients to make a meal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I get this box on Thursday. I made it yesterday. I feel like a culinary genius.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know how long it will last because, you know, it's a little expensive. It's more expensive than going and buying the ingredients. But Kat and Zach dropped by and they just looked at me like, wow, a quinoa bowl with chicken. Ooh. And I'm like, yeah, I totally know what quinoa is. Have some. And
just keep it on hand in the pantry. Or is that the fridge or the freezer? I'm not really sure when one keeps quinoa.
Yeah, but they have these really easy, like, Blue's Clues level directions. So it's really hard to fail. So I'm pretty much a chef right now.
Wow. Right on.
That's my side hustle. And I made an apple pie, which, you know, icing on the cake.
Pretty good.
I'm sorry I talked about food about the whole weekend. But also it was nice to see Kat and Zach and hang out with my husband.
Speaking of apple pie, I enjoyed a delicious apple pie made by my oldest younger sister, Rachel. Uh-huh. Side note, Slice of Life for Pregnancy Help Center, of which she's the director, is coming up October 3rd. but I tried this pie, and then as I was eating my last bite or two, she said, Caleb, is there enough zucchini in that pie?
What?
Zucchini.
And I said, what?
She slipped
you a
Mickey?
It was a mock apple pie. Oh. There were no apples in it. It was all zucchini, and it tasted exactly like apple pie.
Wow.
Yeah.
She can do anything.
I guess so. So that was fun. We also played a game of Stress Catan, which is where everyone has only 20 seconds to complete their turn. So we call it Stress Catan because you're trying to trade and then the timer beeps and it's like, sorry, we move on.
Yeah.
So we played an entire game of Catan in 12 minutes before the fiasco that was the Packers game. The quickest game of Catan we've ever played. And also very much enjoyed hearing the Brewers' no-no on Saturday night.
Yes.
And earlier on Saturday, I got something that I don't always get to do. My youngest child, Nora, and I went for a little outing. We filled up the gas can at the gas station, and we stopped by Joseph's Cheesecakes. And
aww.
So that was special to me because, again, sometimes you don't get one-on-one time with your children.
Yeah.
Got to remember to do that intentionally. So, yeah, me and Nora had a little outing.
I love that. How fun. It's Make Us Laugh Monday, the joke segment. And this is where we give you our best jokes. We are hoping that you will find a better joke and give it to us on our text and voicemail line at 715-396-1670. So let's see how these go. Let's alternate.
All right.
All right. Well, I will tell you the first one. You guys, on Saturday, I burned 8,000 calories.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. This is the last time I leave brownies in the oven while I nap.
You know what? I grew up in a strict home. In fact, my dad was so strict, he wouldn't even let us look at things with our naked eye.
That's funny.
Make Us Laugh Monday on the Whip Wake Up Show. My first joke today, the Green Bay Packers. All right, I'm sorry. I'm just a little bitter.
There you go.
Well, I went to buy some camo pants, but I couldn't find any.
Get no,
it? Because they're hard to see.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, remember, text us or voicemail your joke, 715-396-1670.
I can't take my dog to the pond anymore because the ducks keep attacking him. That's what I get for buying a purebred.
Oh, man, it takes us a bit sometimes, yeah. But then they're funny. Yeah. You know what? For fans of the Muesli musical, new dates have been added.
I love Muesli. Okay,
me too.
Well, this kid came home from the first day of school, and his parents asked him what he learned in school, and he said, "Not enough, I guess. They want me to come back tomorrow." You gotta go every day,
kid. All the way through the 12th grade. All right, my last one this morning, kind of going old school movie. You remember the movie Forrest Gump?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
What's his password? One, Forrest, one.
There you go.
You're funny.
And finally, what's the best thing about the country of Switzerland?
What?
The best thing, I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
It is a big plus.
It is, yes.
It's a red flag with a white plus. I get
Geography
it.
Geography joke. There we go. All right.
So there's a story that Jesus told, many stories, of course, many parables. And one of them, I think it's Matthew 20, the parable of the vineyard workers. If you know that story at all, I mean, the idea that it certainly is one that challenges us all to deal with this subject of grace, which I find oftentimes we can love for us, but then we're like, wow, you know.
We don't want other people to get it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, the idea there in that story is that the people at the who start into the field at the beginning of the day and the people at the end of the day, that the landowner gets to pay them the same. And so that story crossed my mind as the final member of our family got vaccinated on Saturday, the first shot. And it occurred to me, and Michael had challenges with injections in Liberia. If you get malaria, multiple injections, yeah. Maybe not administered right. So he wasn't a real big fan. And so, but of course, they got the $100 incentive going in Wisconsin, and that didn't start till recently. And so I was like, wow, you know, in the parable of the vineyard, I mean, at least everybody gets paid. Now, you struggle with the idea that, you know, the people who came to work at the end at 6 o'clock, they're getting the same thing that people who came at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like sharing this with Michael, like, wow, Michael, I mean, for you, the rest of us get nothing.
And you
but
get
you're getting
$100.
And so I'm kidding him along the way, like, you know, maybe you want to split half with Dad. No. Maybe like 40, I'm driving you there, 40,
yeah,
30,
the chauffeur
10.
Fee should be something.
There's like nothing. He's just like, well, it pays to be patient. So that's the big lesson.
What does he think he's going to spend his money on? You know, I mean, because again, he's an athlete. He's a young man,
yes.
Probably big appetite, probably wants to eat out a few times.
Well, he is saving. He is part of the school trip with choir, et cetera, to New York and D.C.
Okay.
Later on in March. So he is saving to contribute probably half toward that.
But yeah.
Anyhow, it just struck me, you know, at least in that story, you know, everybody got something. In this story, the people who've waited, they get the $100.
Yeah, but we had months and months of peace of mind.
We did. So there you go.
And protection from a deadly disease.
Can I have retroactive $100?
I know. There you go.
Check out their GoFundMe page, listeners, for their $100.
Yeah.
Well, something that kind of went viral, football-related, but not football-related, came up on Saturday, and I saw this video, and I actually, there's a thing where you can actually rewind TV a little bit, and I called my wife over, and I said, you have to see this. This happened during a game that I wasn't watching, but Miami was playing Appalachian State down there at Miami, and I think more important than the game, at least in terms of viral sensation, was the cat that was crawling around the upper deck of this massive football stadium.
How did this cat get up there?
I don't know. That's an answer for
cats
the grounds
can get
crew,
anywhere,
I guess.
Right?
I mean, okay, so the cat was somebody's plus one to the game.
Yeah, I suppose. Unwitting plus one, maybe. And so the viral video that they were showing all over, I don't know what it was, ESPN or something, was this poor cat dangling from one of the upper decks. I mean, we're talking
very
high up.
I see it right now. It's like this little white and black cat. It's dangling by its little claws holding in, and they're trying to reach it, and they can't.
And so this is what happens when you'll see this in a moment as you guys are watching the viral video. There are people underneath this cat, again, long, long drop, waiting for the cat to fall because it's losing its grip. They have an American flag stretched out, and they caught the cat as it fell and saved its life.
They did.
Again, cats land on their paws, right? From this height, that would have been fatal for this poor kitten. And they caught it. I was just thinking, I don't know that people normally have American flags at football games, but because this was the 20th anniversary of September 11th, they happened to have this American flag with them. and were able to use it to...
He didn't have to use one of his nine lives. He got caught by the flag. And what I love is that the whole crowd was so invested in this that they went crazy after the cat was saved.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Miami didn't play their best game either, so maybe it was more interesting than the game. I think they did pull off a win.
Welcome distraction.
Must-watch video, for sure.
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe we'll see if we can get a link up on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page in just a moment.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat. 103.7 W.